Prior to a public hearing at the state capitol, members of Wisconsin Jobs Now lined the hallway. They carried copies of recent state laws that restrict local control, everything from landlord-tenant relations to sick leave. Milwaukee County Supervisor David Bowen is concerned one of the latest proposals will undercut efforts to have a living wage in Milwaukee of $11.33. Bowen says increased wages are spent and help local business.
Instead of rolling back local ordinances, our time would be better spent raising wages for the lowest paid workers so that they can put money back into the economy and not be relying on government.
A Democratic lawmaker from Milwaukee, Nikia Harris, asked the bill's author if this was an example of control of locals rather than local control. Republican Chris Kapenga responded that state tax dollars are going for local contracts that pay higher wages in communities which require them.
If your municipalities feel that these are important, they can use the local taxpayer dollars to pay for them. We are not prohibiting that.
But Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says the bill would restrict living wages required in Madison and Dane County.
You can't separate all those dollars. Human services are funded through pass-through dollars from federal, from state, from local levy. You can't separate that out.
The living wage bill affects contracts paid for with state or federal money. It would impact a lot of home health workers in the family care program. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.